Ah, there you go. The king looking like an angel. Although I think Elvis is talking about someone else. I'm talking about Howard Eskin. As we go from one king to another every single Thursday at this time. Thursdays with the king, start of the 9 o'clock hour. Now, before we get to Howard, which will be in coming up in about 45 seconds, I want to play one more time the audio of the exchange between Howard and Nick Nurse yesterday. I thought it was truly one of the great questions and great follow-ups in many years by a Philadelphia media member to a player or coach in Philly sports. And Nick Nurse never answered the question. It was really well done by Howard. Let's listen again.
Nick, do you think it's fair to your paying customers and your fans to not know, have any idea when your star player is going to play?
That's a big question to lead off with. Listen, our guys are working out. They are making progress. They're going to have workouts tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have a better indication of where they are by then. Update you then.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I have complaints from people. You know, I'm buying tickets and I don't know whether they're going to play. And
they're listed. They're listed as out. Yeah, you know, within the league guidelines, we have to list them. That's why the league has those guidelines, and we list them that way.
And you do it the day before, but a lot of people buy tickets earlier than that.
Well, we don't have all the information all the time, right? The reason you do it the day before is you want to make sure, right? So you know.
King, I'm giving you a standing ovation, my man. That was really well done. Good morning, Howard. Really, really, really well done.
Howard, well, seriously, thank you for your attitude and the fairness and for formulating questions that we, the fans, really want to know the answers to.
Yep.
Thank you.
You know, John, that's the point. You know, and people say, and Joe, it's a term, say, well, he was grilling Nick Nurse. No, I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten from friends. You know, I got tickets for Saturday. I got tickets for this game. It's on back-to-back. I got, you know, they don't know, and they have the right with the cost of the ticket. So all I'm doing is asking questions that they want to know. And the Sixers have answers. Do you think they don't know that before, the day before, that a player is not going to play? They absolutely know. They're not telling people because it's all about money. They care about their arena more than they care about this. It's a joke. It's insulting. It's disgraceful to a public that supported a losing team. I don't care how many games they win during the regular season. They don't get past the second round for how many years. They're a losing team, and they come out and they still spend their money, I don't know why, and support them. They have the right. So I'm just asking the questions that they really want to know.
Well, no, I agree, Howard. It was so well done. So a couple more elements to this. So I do think I'm starting to feel some sympathy for Nick Nurse because I think he's dangling and Daryl Morey should speak up and isn't, and I think it's really lame of Daryl Morey. But the Nick Nurse answer yesterday about not knowing that the team had been fined. Do you believe him? Like, do you think they're so poorly run the information didn't get to him, or do you think he just flat lied?
Well, okay. I hate the word you use, lie, but he wasn't telling the truth. So we'll look at it. There's no way he didn't know. It's like saying, I don't know Thursday comes after Wednesday. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? It's a disgrace. And there's other questions he's answered like that. I mean, Brett Brown, and we all remember Brett Brown, he actually handled these situations when Scam Hinkie never stepped forward either.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, listen, the general manager is in, or president, general manager, whatever you want to call him, he's invisible. He's buried in the back somewhere. You never see him in a game, so you can never approach him. And it's ridiculous. And, John, I'll ask you this question, because you were a big fan of Daryl Morey. How do you like him now?
Yeah, I don't like him at all. So is that the root of this problem? Is that the root of the frustration that we can see on Nick Nurse's face? I thought I could see it during the game last night, Howard, on the
court on the sideline. It felt like his face is telling us, I'm so frustrated because Daryl Morey's not giving me the help, the backup, the support that I deserve as the coach of this team.
Hey, listen, Nick Nurse has to share some responsibility here. You're out there. If you don't know it's coming, you're an idiot. And I don't think he's an idiot. Daryl Morey might be an idiot, but I don't think Nick Nurse is an idiot. He knows it's coming. You can't basically lie to the people, lie to the media. We're there, and I waited for somebody else to ask the question. It's not like I always jump in to ask a question. It's so obvious, and there was a big pause to start, so I asked the question. And then later, when Kyle Newbach asked a good question, although he buries me a lot, asked a good question, and then I followed it up with, why won't you answer the question?
Yeah.
And we still didn't get an answer. It's terrible. But let's get to the root of the problem here. They, for years, and once the horse is out of the barn, it's over. They've let Joel Embiid do whatever the hell he wants to do. That's why when people said, oh, he's going to want to be traded. You know what? If he was traded to New York, you know what that coach would do, Tom Thibodeau? His foot would be so far up his rear end if he didn't do what he wanted him to do, and he's not going to accept Joel just walking in 45 to 50 minutes before tip-off when he's playing. He's not going to accept, well, yeah, I don't want to play tonight. And here's another question I get, and this is beautiful. And people ask me, well, why doesn't he just help the team playing 15 to 18 minutes? You know the answer to that? Okay, it hurts his average. So if he plays 15, it's all, see, everything's about himself. It's about him personally, his numbers, him, Joel Embiid. Because if you play 15 to 18 minutes, you're obviously not going to score as many points. You're not going to get as many rebounds. And it figures into your average for the season. So that's why he doesn't want to help his team. And he's not the only one that does this. But he doesn't. But he should have. This team stinks right now. It stinks. And if he played 15 to 18 minutes, he might help him. The reality is his knee's going to be like this forever, especially as long as he's playing basketball. And then your president general manager gives him a three-year extension, so now he's got 5 years at like $62.5 million a year. I mean, that's lunacy. That's lunacy.
Howard,
and then Paul, I don't know Paul George. Let me just throw Paul George in here. He goes to the World Series while he goes to Indiana to say hello to his friends. Comes back, then he goes to a World Series game. It's just a bad look, whether he can or he can't, while you're hurt. And when he signed him, the Sixers are the only team that would give him a four-year max. The only team. That's why he came here. Now, for 1 or 2 years, it'd be nice. But if you look at his history, other than last year when he played like 71 or 74 games because he was playing for a contract, he averaged 50 games, 50-some games a year the 4 years before that. So you're signing two guys that you know aren't going to play most of the season. It's a shame.
Howard, how many games do you think Paul George will play this year? How many games? You mentioned he was 51 games a year averaging before he gave 71 last year, and or whatever, 74 last year in a contract year. How many games will Joel give the Sixers this season?
All right, here's a question I ask people, and I'm looking for a number. How many games do you think that Embiid, Paul George, and Maxey will play in the same game?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It might be 13 or under. I'm serious.
And that's the problem. I don't think Joel will play. I don't think he'll get to 50 games. And to say, well, you know, and to kind of imply, because Nick Nurse is obviously not telling us the truth, to kind of imply that they're saving for the playoffs, he's still going to have that problem. Whether there's wear and tear, he's still going to have that problem, and he's not going to be able to give, after not going most of the season, 30-some minutes a game to the team. This team's back in, I hate to say it, this team's back in a process. But the problem is you're stuck with contracts, so you can't get there. It's sad for the people of this city. From ownership, the owner doesn't care about the Sixers. He cares about the football team in Washington rooting against the favorite team in Philadelphia. That's a problem, too.
Yeah, bad.
But it's just the whole thing is just such a mess. But Nick Nurse, he's got to be more forthcoming. And if Daryl Morey says, wait a minute, you really, I don't want you to say that. Well, then you get your ass out
there. No question.
and speak.
No,
I mean,
question.
You're right with that. Hey, listen, I don't feel sorry for Nick Nurse because he's getting about $8 million a year. So I'm not going to, and he's got 3 years after this year. So whether they say, well, we're going to fire you if you're saying it, well, then I can't make myself look like a clown. And he really makes himself look like a clown.
Well, when will we hear from Daryl Morey?
After the season? I'm telling you.
No, you might
trade
be right.
Deadline, maybe, yeah, if maybe. They make a move, I guess.
Look, if Daryl Morey does not speak in the next day or two, then why bother?
Hey, Joe, I'm going to make you a bet for charity.
No, I'm going to agree with you. He's not going to do it in the next day or two.
No, he's not do it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying
sad.
He should.
It's so sad. It's not fair. These fans, they get a price increase every year. Every year they get a price increase on their tickets. Every year. And yet they were increasing the prices when they were trying to lose. Now they're doing things that aren't helping them win. And they support them. A lot of fans are bailing out, but it's just not fair. Season ticket holders trying to get rid of their tickets. I had somebody tell me, I tried to get rid of my tickets. I couldn't even get, they were good seats. I couldn't even give them away last night. It's sad. It's just terrible that the fans have to go through this. And all I'm trying to do is just get answers that they want to know.
I got you. All right, Howard, I want to sneak in one Eagles question, and we appreciate your time here today.
Sirianni's
good stuff.
A good coach, and I've said that for a while.
Yeah.
So that's to throw my vote into the poll. He is a good coach.
No, I actually think so, too. I'm more interested in asking you, have you connected with Doug yet in the lead up to this week?
No, because I don't. I know multiple coaches around the league, and I don't connect with them before the game. I'll see them at the game, and then afterwards, I'll connect with them. It's, for instance, I'm friendly with Sean McVay, so and we stay in touch. But now I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to text him. I'll see him at the game, and then afterwards. And there's multiple coaches that I'll do.
Are you
that
sure
with,
you're friends? Before. It's not one of those things where you just bug him from time to time, and he doesn't have the heart to tell you.
No, actually,
I'm good,
I'm
Howard.
Tell your story, Joe, and you're not going to believe it.
Okay.
He came up to me at the owners' meetings one year, and he says, "Howard, Sean McVay." I said, "Yeah, how do you know me?" He says, "Everybody knows you." No. How do you know me? So I did some research. He worked for the Washington Redskins for years, and I did the George Michael Sports Machine, a segment every week.
Yep.
So, you know, and Ike said when he was watching, when he was growing up, he saw, or he was in Cincinnati growing up, whatever, and that the national show. So that's how I realized that he knew.
That's great, man. We were talking about the
I was about to say, second George Michael Sports Machine reference in 2 days.
2 days,
or whatever.
Yeah. It was a great show, Howard. It really was. Yeah.
It was the best network sports show on television ever.
Wow.
And George did a great job. And I was spinning records for George at a top 40 station here in Philadelphia back early in my career. So that's how
you got
George
skills like that, Howard?
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
can I'm spin telling- like...
Well, it's spinning 45s. No, you know
this guy, man.
DJ King.
Howard, one more thing. Can you give us quickly the story? Was it that Joe Banner took your job or you took Banner's job back in the day at that station? I forget. What was the connection?
I took Banner's job. When I went to 1210, which is now one of our stations at Odyssey, when I went there as a sports reporter, I worked with Joe for 3 weeks back in 1976 because he was going back to the New England area to start a business. And I didn't see him until Lori owned the team back, and then it came in and bought the team in the 90s.
Yep.
But I took his job, but we worked together for 3 weeks. So I took his job.
That's wild.
So, I know. Isn't
that
crazy?
Is incredible.
That is crazy.
Hey, Howard, stay well, my man. Good stuff today, man. Thanks, dude.
All right. Yeah, go Sixers.
Right. You got it, Howard. Thanks, asking. Howard. All right, life advice with the Hammer shortly. Nick in Wilmington right now. Nick, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. Gang, how you doing? Happy holidays. Happy Halloween, all that fun stuff.
Happy Halloween,
Nick.
Wait, Nick, is this Nick from Marion?
This is Nick from Marion.
All right, so Nick, so let me say this. I just pulled out my phone because it was stuck in my Batman costume. While Howard was talking, I took it out. I had 47 text messages, and I just saw that you are one of them, but I hadn't opened it yet because I'm trying to deal with 47 text messages. So hold on.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, you look really disheveled right now.
I am. The hair is probably a disaster, right?
Oh, looks like you combed it with a grenade. Yeah, it's not good. Come on. I mean, look, I'm not a harsh judge either.
Like, well, John doesn't even know what a comb is. Bad. John doesn't know what a comb is, and he doesn't know what hair gel is. But that's a, he's
hair
like
gel.
He's like Einstein, other than the brain. My. You know.
That's messed up, man.
All right, Nick. That I'm really sorry, Nick. Am I breaking 100 today?
Well, you're playing the east or the west.
I don't know. I get there and I get told
does
where to go.
Does it matter?
No, it does. Because one of
I'm
them
saying
is...
for you, hold on, it doesn't matter. Hold you're not bringing 100 either way.
Yeah.
Here, well, if it's the east, I love you. I think the hammer is great, but I sincerely doubt if the course is just very difficult.
It's hard.
I mean, it's but here's your advice, and this can go out to a lot of people trying to break 100 anyway. Simple things. I'll start from the green back. Greens, focus on the speed. Don't try to aim straight and hit it hard and give the putt a quote-unquote chance to make it. And the greens are really fast here, so if you play more break, you're less inclined to hit it really hard, and you'll get a lot of two putts throughout the round. So that's number one.
Okay.
Chipping. Chip it on the green anywhere first try. Don't get cute. Just put it on the green. You give yourself a chance, maybe a two-putt for a bogey. Now, in the rough, if you have a bad line of rough, especially here, and you think you can't get to the green, just put the ball back in the fairway and take your chance.
I don't do that. You mean chip it back in the fairway. I thought you meant...
Yeah, he's saying chip it in
the
fairway.
No, I thought you meant kick it or throw
it. Clearly means chip it.
I'm sorry. The way you said it, I thought you were saying cheat. No, I got you.
You think the golf pro is telling you to cheat?
Well, you said if the ball's in the rough, put it in the fairway.
I think he assumed we all knew what you meant.
Okay, well, you see that I'm a man of honor. You do see that, because I was going to no.
I mean, not really.
Not really.
No one else was even thinking it.
But Nick, no. I get your point. Play it safe and don't go, because my God,
that's some great advice.
When you go up the right or left side of the rough and the trees, I mean, Ben, you've been there, I'm sure. You make mistakes sometimes and you just die over there. And the next thing you know, you're hanging a 12 on you.
Especially the rough at Marion.
Oh my,
it's not good.
If you have a good lie in the rough and you think you can get to the green, you feel confident, go for it. But the rough here is just, it's a different beast. It's too healthy.
I gotcha. All right, Nick, we got to move to a lot here. I really appreciate the advice. I will let you know later how I do. And it'll probably start with a one. Thank you. It'll probably be a 111. Nick, give me an answer here. A strange tradition.
Does it have to be in the United States?
No.
In Sweden, if you're not married by 25, there's a tradition where everybody throws cinnamon on you.
Wow. We'll look it up. Nick,
25,
good call.
That's early.
That is something. A couple of us would be in trouble around here.
Yeah. I didn't get married until I was 30.
Okay. With that, I'm moving the conversation as quickly as I can. Let's do a little life advice with the hammer.
My life's a waste of time.
It's time.
I'm a tool.
For life advice with the hammer.
You know how rock bottom your life gotta be to get life advice from Joe the Camera?
The hammer.
I'm an idiot.
All right, life advice is brought to us by MHS Lift. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. First advice I have is to the Sixers. Daryl Morey, speak.
Yep.
And to Nick Nurse, just be more prepared to know the questions could be complex. Be ready for them and be more fair to the fans with your answers. Anyway, James, what does someone else want to know?
All right, we're going to have Bernie out today, Joe.
Bernie?
Bernie. I know, tough name. I know.
Brutal name.
I knew you were going there.
Brutal name. What is it, 1963?
I'm sorry, probably Bernard.
Well, my name's Bernie.
Sorry, Bernie.
All right.
Now he's going to help you, apparently.
How can you say that?
Because it's...
Great lead into helping Bernie out here. That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. It should be wheelhouse.
Does it go by Bern, which might be the worst name ever?
What, we have someone who works here who goes by Bern. That?
No, but listen, it's
poor
just a
guy. Hard thing.
Bernie is a you see him just saying?
No,
he just stopped in
no,
his track there.
No, but that's a Bernadette.
It's still Bern.
Yeah, we call
she
her Bern.
By Bern.
Fair enough. It's a bad name. It's a hard name.
She Bern. Is like one of the sweetest people ever.
No, I love her.
Oh, clearly you love her a lot.
But my name is Bern?
Tough.
Like Bern.
I can't believe you did
wow.
that.
I think it's a good name. It's a strong
outrageous.
Name.
Yeah.
Bern.
Don't work for me.
Very decisive.
Yeah. Don't work. All right. Go ahead, James.
All right. I don't even know how to proceed here.
I mean,
poor Bernie. Let's keep rolling here. All right. Bernie says, hey, Joe, I need some help. Sports are affecting my relationship. I've been really down in the dumps lately about our teams. I took the Phillies loss hard. I still don't believe in this Eagles team, and I'm borderline depressed about the Sixers. Here's my problem. My girlfriend says it's actually affecting my moods. She says I've been less fun to be around, constantly complaining, and generally kind of a bummer to be around. Mm. And the only thing that's making me feel this way is our teams. What can I do to better handle this disappointment?
Did you send yourself that own question?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, that's. He wouldn't have called himself Bernie, I'm guessing.
I'm going to start with the Nick Nurse answer to Howard's question yesterday. Boy, that's a tough one to start with. Look, the easy thing, obviously, to not let it affect you as much is not care as much, but I don't recommend that.
It's also, you can't.
Of course
really
not.
Control that.
Of course
yeah,
not.
That is not,
of course
an
not.
Option.
So my sister texted me after the Phil's loss. It might have been a week after. And she said, and I don't recommend this either, but she said she needs to start, you know, basically steeling herself to lower expectations for the teams and just believing that it's much, much, much more likely they'll lose
than win.
That's
what my wife does. That's Emily in life. She's a set expectations low and be pleasantly surprised. Like, so that's her whole thing.
You could do that, but I also know that's not that fun. I mean, when one of our teams reaches the, you know, the quarterfinals of the playoffs, you want to believe that they're going to win
it. You want to ride the roller coaster, as they say.
So, look, don't lower your expectations. Be real about expectations, but don't lower them if you have them in the right spot. Don't be less emotionally invested because it's a big part of who you are. I mean, it basically comes down to what you're asking. How do you, with all that said, deal with the disappointment more? I might not have an answer, James. No, James, because no, because this is being a Philadelphia sports fan. You're asking me, how does someone in 1964?
No, we're asking, how do they not let it affect the relationship is really what he's asking. You know, how can he find a way to better channel you this might, you, so that he's I not upsetting might, his girlfriend?
He might have to dump her.
Wow.
No, you might
have to. Escalated quickly.
Well, I mean, the point is, he is who he is.
No, the Joe, I think Joe might be onto something here.
Oh, my God.
Seriously. What is happening today? He's asking, how can I fix my relationship like dumper?
No, I mean, you are what you are, man.
Wow.
Own it.
Wow.
Look, obviously try to, you know, come home with a smile on your face, but I don't know, man.
You should try to value her
as much as you
value the sports and the way that they make you feel. But you know what? If that's just not where your feelings lie, you got to be true to yourself, too.
I agree. All right, with that, dump her. That's it. That's
the worst life advice we've ever done.
That's bad advice. I don't know.
It's tough.
Try to do better. I don't know what to tell you. All right.
You could become a Chiefs fan.
You stumped him.
Yeah. You could. Chiefs, Dodgers.
I mean.
Yeah.
Jumper. That's just, wow.
Something like that.
Jumper.
All right, 215-592.
Pound sand.
I mean. Beat it. Get out of here.
Scram. Very nice.
I think of one thing. But it's not a thing. It's a person. Who is it?
Tom Cruise.
Nope. You're close. You're very
close.
Is
it a woman?
Oh, the chick?
Elizabeth Shue.
Ah, there we go.
God, oh, yeah, of course.
God bless her. And for the I'm done all sorts of things. So for the 5 or 7 minutes that they're in a good vibe in that movie, Cocktail, down there, man. Now, he blows it. He cheats on her, and it's a whole thing. And they come to America, and it's a whole thing. But, man, oh, man. Ben, Primal.
He got her back.
He got her back, but he got her back in a phony, baloney way.
He got a great poem. It was a great poem.
The poem, I know, and he owns the bar and the whole deal, and they got twins at the end. What a great movie. Ben, have you ever thought about the word cocktail?
How many times have you seen this, the movie?
What kind of a question
I'm just, Ben, let's get to the important thing. Ben, have you ever thought about the word cocktail?
No, I have.
When
not.
When I ask you to think about it, what you cock and tail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a weird word. When you say
it's a very weird word.
I just say
drink. But yeah.
John. John, what was your question? Let's deviate. What was your question? I mean, what? Who was the human that said let's put these two together?
Well.
You could say that about a lot of words in the English language.
No, cocktail. I know, but especially, I mean, it's just an
cocktail.
Unbelievable.
It sounds very celebrational in some respects. It also sounds very
naughty.
Anatomical.
Wechter makes a great point. Maybe it's the same person who comes up where the pilot sits.
where the pilot...
Cockpit? That's a weird word, too.
Yeah. No. But you understand...
Yeah, the tail part. I get it.
Yeah,
get
there's
it.
Entendre on top it. Of Entendre.
I get it. We all get
let's
it.
Let's go to the phones. Let's get to Chuck right now in Cherry Hill. Chuckles!
I'm going to leave that one alone. Talk about a hot
smart.
Statement.
Yeah.
You know, we give credit to the ladies. They always have a better perspective. There's some magical balance they have between loving it like we do, passion-wise, but also remaining objective somehow. I don't know. And I can't.
I don't.
Yeah, Rhea definitely does. How about that lady a couple years ago at the Eagles game that was screaming?
Oh, I loved her.
That was.
She was, you know, she's. I think Rob Ellis is friends with her. She remains one of my all time favorite memes.
That was an amazing. Now, was that Doug 2020 or Nick 2021?
Because it was, Nick, man. It might have been Nick.
Because 2020, there weren't many fans. They had fans in the stands for two games. It wasn't many. I think it was 2021 Nick. But she was like, what the hell are you doing?
It was so great.
Oh, my God. It was an amazing. Anyway, Chuck, go ahead, man.
Yeah. So, Ben, I respect your knowledge tremendously and very respectfully, though I push back here. In keeping my notes throughout the series and things that I'd not common to the Phillies during regular season play, complimentary stuff like tag ups from second to third that I don't think the Phillies do with great frequency. Hitting cuts, throwing people out at home plate. You can count them on your thumbs. I'm surprised watching the overarching play defensively of the Dodgers and to some extent the Yankees that you think this unit and the way they grinded bats, both teams, Yankees, Dodgers, I'm really shocked and flabbergasted that you think this version is ready to compete. And what disturbs me more, and you don't necessarily say it, but once you almost get to the pinnacle, in business, man, when you have a good year, you don't run the next 5-1. Well, we had a good year 5 years ago. We're great. You still have to pivot, adjust, be nimble, and make the changes.
But, Chuck, let me jump in on one thing. Nobody, Ben Davis, Joe DiCamera, everybody that believes the Phillies can win next year, nobody is saying make no changes. Nobody's saying that. And by the way, nobody expects them to make no changes. What Ben is saying and what I'm saying is there is a framework here that you can absolutely win the World Series with.
You're also forgetting the Dodgers spent $700 million to sign Joe Ohtani. The Yankees traded for Juan Soto.
Chuck, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a yes, no. I'm going to ask it to you. Let's say the baseball playoffs start over today. All 12 teams that make it, here we go. They're playing in the playoffs in November. Are you telling me there's no chance the Phillies, Chuck, there's no chance they could win the World Series?
Well, first of all, we've learned.
Yes, no, hold on. Yeah, no. Yes, no.
It's unlikely.
Hold on, Chuck. Yes, no. Are you telling me there's no chance the Phillies can win with Zach Wheeler, Aaron Nola, nobody. Christopher Sanchez, Ranger Suarez, Bryce Harper, on down the line? You're telling me there's no chance they can win the World Series?
I'll say this, to frame it that way is to game the question.
No, it's not.
It is.
No,
it is to game the question. Because it's not about Ken. It's about Will.
Hey,
like, no, you're framing the question. That's a completely leading way to put it.
It's not a leading way.
Yes, it is. Because it's not do they have a 1% chance?
Chuck,
you're asking is a 1% chance.
Chuck, hold on. Chuck, if the playoffs start over, there is a small probability that the Yankees and Dodgers are the two teams in the World Series. Any of these teams could have won it.
Like I was going to say,
any of them.
Previous question. Come on, Joe. I addressed
it's nonsense.
Ben, and you answered from Ben.
Ben, I need you. Chuck. I need an answer from you. A straight Chuck. Give me a strange tradition.
That whole sequence, that Groundhog Day.
You got it, buddy. Groundhog Day's a good answer. Ahead. Chuck, good call.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense.
Ben, talk.
I just think it's they didn't play well. It's definitely in there. It is in there. I could put them up against anybody. They just didn't play well, and I agree with Dombrowski. They didn't play well, and it was bad timing.
John, where do you come down?
At the right time.
Hi, John.
Look at the Yankees last night. They couldn't catch the routine balls.
Right.
I mean, these are big league ball players making routine errors.
John, do you think James and Rhea take it too far with their doubt? Because I do.
Yes. With their doubt, yes.
Okay.
Ben, they lost the same way hitting-wise 2 years in a row. Your manager has made massive mistakes, the same mistakes, 3 years in a row.
And it's not about a 0% chance. Like, of course, there's a small percentage chance. We want to have a high percentage chance. I think the Phillies,
they have a high percentage chance.
They lost him 4 games to the Mets, and they got boat raced.
So did the Dodgers the last couple years.
They weren't close. The Dodgers were close.
The Dodgers signed Shohei Ohtani.
If they sign Juan Soto, yep, sure.
Okay, but it's not like the Phillies are not going to make any moves.
The Dodgers signed
Shohei Ohtani. There's not a Shohei Ohtani out there.
I understand that.
And then also made a ton of other moves like the Dodgers.
You're going to look very. Here's what surprised me, James.
No, because I'm saying I think it's. Of course, it's possible.
James, it's much more than just possible 1%. The Phillies have at least a 10% chance to win the World Series next year. James, the Phillies are going to. I'm going to give you two facts. They are going to win north of 90 games. They are going to make the playoffs. Those are two facts.
Well, they're likelihoods. They're not facts. Injuries happen. Watch yourself.
But,
all right.
But James, here's what shocks me about your whole position on this. Every baseball season, John, I think you'll agree with this. Give me your perspective. Mm-hmm. First week of the season, every year, James tells John on and off the air, don't read too much. And in 3 or 4 or 5 games, it's a small sample size.
Absolutely. And then
every year, 3, 4, 5 games, small sample size.
That's true.
Hold on a second. And then James, it's like, John, I believe James is formulated. And yes, they did not have a good 4 months. I don't dispute that.
That's not 3 or 4 games.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get that.
What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about the 93 Phillies went from 45-17 to 97-60, whatever that is. They went 52-48.
The 93 Phillies had to play one team in the playoffs to get to the World Series. This is a new baseball. I know that. After 95, we could talk about.
And the 93 Phillies won that series against the Braves. The Phillies lost this one. John, I think James has forgotten his own instincts to not overrate a small sample size. Agree or disagree?
I think it's an interesting point when you bring it out like that.
I mean, James, who's a better team? I'm basing it on 3 years surprised. Of the team losing with the same fatal flaw. Like, I'm basing it on we have 3 years of playoff examples, and it's not a massive sample size, but it's like 40 games or whatever it is, of them losing each time because they had the exact same fatal flaw. All I'm saying is you can't run it back. Like, yes.
Well, you could, actually.
I'm saying that you decrease your chances to win the World Series massively if you run out the exact same team.
You could win the World Series.
Anything can happen. Any team can win the World Series. This is not about black. This is not a black or white thing. There's grays here.
Let's say you get one change of one of the regular eight. Let's say it's either Castellanos or Bohm. Just one of them. And you improve the outfield. I'm not saying it's Juan Soto, but you get better than Rojas and whomever. Now, do you say that's not enough?
Because
that's the likelihood of what you'll get. What you'll probably get is a slightly better outfield.
What they're probably going to do is probably not going to be enough. That's going to be my guess as how it's going to play out. But it depends on who they sign. Like, it depends on what they do. Of course, they can make the team better. But if they essentially run it back, I don't think that team's good enough.
And
that's
you
what
think
I'm
if the playoffs started over today, the Phillies would have less than a 10% chance to win?
Yes.
They'd have a bye, they'd have home field, and they'd have one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. And you would hope that Hoffman and Strom and Kirker and all
would
fall apart.
You would hope, yeah.
No, I understand, I'm amazed by James's whole position here.
Yeah.
But
if the Phillies sign Juan Soto tomorrow, do you think that gives him a better opportunity to win the World Series?
Of course it does.
How'd it work out for the Yankees?
They almost won the World Series. They got a lot further. These games were close.
You don't like Soto.
I love Juan Soto. Yeah. I think he's amazing.
I'm just saying it doesn't guarantee that you're going to win a World Series.
Of course, nothing guarantees it. Obviously, that's my whole point.
No, that's
like,
not
I'm
your point.
I'm saying that nothing guarantees
no,
it.
No, your point is you think the Phillies are far away from winning the World Series,
no,
and I disagree
playoffs.
With you.
Hold up. You're doing these extremes,
What
I'm saying is that of the teams that are playoff contenders and all that, I think the Phillies are not as much of a shot to win the World Series as you guys make it out to be.
I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to make the playoffs, assuming there's no injuries.
Sure.
I think they have a chance to win the World Series, of course, but I'm saying that I think that this team isn't good enough at the end of the day if they don't fix some things.
I understand your point. I'm going to say one last thing. I'm going to give you an example where I think you overreacted to what happened, and I know, guys, we were all frustrated. God, were we frustrated. James, and I forget the exact words, so I can't quote you precisely, But when that series ended, you were really harsh on Bryce Harper. Really harsh.
Well, no, I was saying the leader of the team.
You were.
Yes.
You were very harsh on Bryce Harper, and you talked a lot about the at-bat he had in the sixth inning of the one game.
It was a horrible
at-bat. Which was a horrible at-bat. For the series.
I know, he was...
Hold on.
I said low on the list of people I would blame.
Here we go.
My old thing was zero blame for him, and I said he's got to have a little blame as leader of the team. That was our difference there.
No, our difference was you were very hard on Bryce Harper. For the series, here's what Bryce Harper did as I quickly try to find it here. Bryce Harper in that series, and it was only a four-game...
Like 1,100 OPS. We've talked about this.
Hold on. Four-game series. 333 batting average. 529 on base percentage, a 750 slugging percentage.
Yeah, and that's why I said he was low on the list of people to blame, but you said no blame for Bryce Harper. I said he has to get some blame. Yes, you're misinterpreting what I said. You can go find what I said. I said it on high hopes. I said it here. I said that you can't just not blame Bryce Harper. He has to be included in the list of people who deserve blame, but I would put him below all these other guys. But he has to be mentioned.
Here's what he was. Phenomenal in the playoffs with one horrible at bat.
It was pretty
big.
He's
the leader of the team. He's the most important player. So when they lose, he's got to take a hit. He has to be
part of it. And it's baseball, and it's the hardest thing to do is to hit one.
Of course it is.
All right, we got to move on. Let's do Time's Yours. Time's Yours is actually coming up in 1 minute. Let me tell you right now about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I've been a patient now for 2 decades. My mom a patient there for 3 decades. Look, they can't fix Seltzer's brain to get his brain back to baseball normalcy, but they can fix your
teeth. Good luck with yours.
They can fix your teeth. If you have an issue in that area, the gums, the teeth, like they can really help you out. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, sensational at what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth, and they're the originators of the teeth in a day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. Get yourself there. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Hammer, question for you. If Brandon Graham should retire, who becomes the longest tenured athlete in Philadelphia? I can't give you any clues or hints.
Oh, God. Now, I'm just doing off the top of my head. My first thought...
Time is yours.
Oh, thank you. My first thought was Nola, but that wouldn't be right. Lane Johnson would be in there. John, who are you thinking? I think it's Couturier.
What about someone unlikely, like one of the kickers or punter? Or, no, maybe not.
I'm going Couturier. James, do we know the answer?
I didn't hear the question. I was talking to Wagner.
Longest tenured Philly athlete after Brandon Graham. Wait a minute. The guy calls in and he doesn't...
Yeah, I don't know. Did he leave an answer, Wagner?
What in the world?
No.
Wagner. Well, Wagner, I mean, you got to look it up then.
I mean, Nola's probably out there, too.
Well, Couturier is way before Nola.
Couturier was 12, so he would be before Nola.
Yeah, I think it's Couturier before Lane Johnson.
World Series takeaways. Number one, Dave Roberts is actually a pretty good manager. Number two, Freddie Freeman continues to haunt. Number three, Soto is going to look very good in Philly's red.
Well, listen, we'll see if they get him.
Sounds good to me.
I mean, we will say. All right, time's yours. That's a short one today. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, John, we got to move quickly. Two quick Twitter poll questions, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. I'm going to give you the answers today. Sirianni, a good coach. 52% say yes. So people are
not
split.
That encouraging.
Well, I mean, it's a lot different than 2-3 weeks ago.
You're right.
Second poll question. Does the Dodgers winning give you some hope on the Phillies, blah, 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 because the Dodgers had lost? 35% say yes, 65% say no. Everyone have a spectacular rest of the day. That Phillies discussion will continue for months in the offseason. It's really a fascinating one if you think about it. We'll talk more about that. More on the Eagles tomorrow, getting ready for Football Friday with Dick Vermeil on the show. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh up next on 94 WIP.